Children of Strife by Adrian Tchaikovsky. Read by Mel Hudson. Where all life dies, death lives, and nature breeds, perverse, all monstrous, all prodigious things. Paradise Lost, John Milton. The name Keir Avon wasn't actually chosen as a nod to the character Keir Avon from Blake 7, but now my agent has pointed it out, I may as well dedicate this to the memory of the great actor Paul Darrow. And honestly, I suspect there's a great deal of Aurak in Avrana Kern too. Acknowledgements. A lot of this book is informed by the enormous body of research conducted by Roy L. Caldwell and his many co-authors into the cognition and other aspects of stomatopods. Further thanks are due to Nick Bradbeer, my longtime advisor, for assisting me with various engineering questions over the course of the book. What has gone before? The First Age, the Age of Terraformers. 1. Thousands of years ago, the humans of Earth reached out to the stars. Under the terraforming project of Dr. Avrana Kern, they began to reshape worlds to make them hospitable for Earth life. Only one planet, Kern's own project, was close to being finished when the end came. A political crisis on Earth resulted in a cataclysmic war that poisoned the human home world, set civilization back into an age of ignorance, and unleashed an electronic attack that was transmitted out into space to shut down humanity wherever it could be found. 2. On Kern's world, her facility had already fallen victim to sabotage, and she preserved herself as an uploaded artificial mind, watching over the planet she had remade. An uplift nanovirus that had been released onto the world, intended to raise up primates she'd never had a chance to install, instead began its work on a variety of invertebrates, most particularly one species of spider. 3. In another star system, over the neighbouring planets they named Damascus and Nod, a handful of terraformers survived the electronic attack. One, Dizra Senkovi, used the same nanovirus to uplift octopuses to build a civilization on the water world of Damascus. Irma Lante and the others instead went to Nod, finding there an alien ecosystem, the first truly extraterrestrial life humanity had ever discovered. 4. On Nod dwelled a composite microbial life form capable of recording all its past experiences within its cells. After discovering and analysing Earth biology, the Noden organism then colonised Lante and her fellows, devouring and rebuilding and becoming them. In a tragedy of misunderstanding, the entity next spread to Damascus and destroyed the octopus civilization there while trying to understand it, leaving the octopuses living in orbit and space, and in crisis. The Second Age, the Age of the Ark Ships. 5. On Kern's world, over many generations, the Porteid spiders developed a complex society, including organic technology and computing performed by colonies of ants. Meanwhile, in the seas there, a species of stomatopod crustacean also achieved a complex but combative civilization. 6. On Earth, humanity clawed its way back into space, rediscovering the records of its predecessors and the coordinates of the terraforming missions. The aftereffects of the war had left the planet a poisoned wreck, so in desperation, ark ships were built, fleeing outwards on the promise that there were other worlds out there prepared for human life. 7. The ark ship Gilgamesh reached Kern's world and encountered both the Porteids and the artificial intellect of Avrana Kern.